So what we have here is an LED. You have to remember, the short side of an LED is the negative. The long side is a positive.
Joseph Smith is a member of the St. Elmo Brady STEM Academy in Champaign. He is also only in the fifth grade.
You can invent things, and it's cool how you can make mistakes, and then you can recover from that by doing something better.
Smith is building a circuit where he connects wires to help light up a small LED bulb. He is only one of roughly 40 boys who meet in this after-school science program. The group consists entirely of underrepresented boys. The program was co-founded by Gerard Henderson. He is a lecturer at the University of Illinois in chemical engineering. He says this demographic of boys typically doesn't get exposure to the STEM field.
If you look at the statistics, graduation rates, college enrollment rates, they're all really, really low for underrepresented students. And so we thought this would be a way to hopefully one day increase the pipeline of students that are considering college, first of all, but then maybe considering STEM careers.
They take the kids to science museums and get them to see science in a way they never would have experienced it in a classroom. They hope this gets the boys interested in pursuing a career in the STEM field. Everything they've learned all year came together at their annual science fair. Families shuffled from booth to booth, taking pictures of their student and asking questions about the experiments. At the award ceremony, many of the parents had bigger smiles than their students. Henderson said it was great to see families supporting the boys, but he especially pushes for dads to come.
We're trying to make those connections with the males in the family. And we know where there's strong men in the family, and then go back and lead the family. In this population, fathers are sometimes not in the home. So our staff members, the males, you know, we're hoping to be role models for these boys.
One of those role models is Rico Carter. He even won an award for it. He is a father of one of the boys in the program. He says even though he may get on his son's nerves, he never misses a chance to be there.
He gets tired of me, but but I know it helps him out in the end, but you know, because he has that support. And I'm always there to support him. I rarely miss a day, so it's like I'm going to class with him. And the other kids, too. So it's like I'm the dad in the classroom with them. So I look at it like they're my children as well.
Eric Sebron wishes this academy was around a long time ago. He's a volunteer in the program and a graduate student at the University of Illinois. He says he is the only black student in his class of 70.
I know that there was no program like this when I grew up, and that if there was, a lot of my friends would probably also have joined along, and a lot of them have fallen to the wayside because, you know, the society is not necessarily conducive for black engineers to succeed.
Jerome Davis volunteers as a tutor for the boys. He says the main goal is really to teach students that they have options for their future.
In the beginning of the year, we ask all the kids what they want to be, and I would say 98% of them say either a football player or a basketball player. And then we ask them midway through, and probably half of them said some kind of scientist or engineer.
After Joseph Smith finishes setting up his LED project for the science fair, he demonstrates an open and closed circuit as people walk by. The fifth grader says the hardest choice is picking just one career.
Well, it's hard because either I'm being a scientist or a paleontologist. I don't really know. Because I like dinosaurs. They're cool. And the T-Rex is my favorite.
Smith's grandmother, Kendra Friend, says the program gave her grandson more confidence. Whether he goes into science or not, she knows he can do anything he wants to.
So, I mean, if that continues to be his dream, I hope that he can fulfill that. I'm just confident now that whatever he chooses, at least he knows that I can. He might be president, who knows?
The program was named after St. Elmo Brady, who was the first African-American to receive a chemistry PhD. The volunteers and students meet at Booker T. Washington Elementary and Garden Hills Elementary and are working to expand to other locations. For Illinois Public Media, I'm Caitlin Bain.